that you take control of the airwaves, dial in toll free, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can take control here and go online and get interactive with our listeners and do various things on our website, which is totally free, the site at freetalklive.com. We're going to get to your calls here shortly, but to continue just a little bit more on what's happening with Julian Assange, where the U.S. government is looking at filing perhaps espionage charges against him. You can better believe they're going to try to file as much as they possibly can against him.
Because that's how the judicial system works. Just throw as many charges as you can. Maybe something will stick. And right. If the worst case scenario, the guy was thrown in jail for 18 months waiting trial, because they're not going to give him a bond.
No, and they're not going to give him any money if he ends up being found not guilty and turned loose. It's just going to be, okay, see you later. And it's just horrible the way this system works. They claim it's the best system in the world, but that's not saying much. It's like saying it's the best cancer.
It may be the best system in the world, but you've turned it over to a group of thieves and liars. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry, that's if you put the juicy plum of world power out there, which is basically what Washington, D.C. is, you have the expectation that only the best and the most moral and upstanding people will be drawn to it? I mean, what kind of Pollyanna bullcrap is that?
So as Assange currently sits in a completely solitary confinement situation over in London, England, awaiting to find out what is going to happen, the U.S. government bureaucrats are bustling about, puffing themselves up and talking trash. Attorney General Eric Holder said the release of the documents from WikiLeaks had put the United States at risk, saying, quote, "The lives of people who work for the American people has been put at risk." That's not really correct grammar. The lives of people who work for the American people,
what do you want?
Has been put at risk. The American people themselves have been put at risk by these actions that are, I believe, arrogant, misguided, and ultimately not helpful in any way.
Well, that's his assessment, and I will agree that I think that you can make the claim that people who work for the American government and people who work for organizations are being paid off by the American government. That some of those people have been put in more danger than they would be. Now, that doesn't mean that they will be harmed. It's just, they're put in more danger. But you need to assess that. You need to weigh that against the release of this document. It's going to cause governments to change what they do. And there's a war going on in Afghanistan. Many of these memos have to do with that. Will it save innocent civilian lives? I think it will. I mean, these documents are about civilian murder.
I don't care about weighing anything in this case, Mark. To me, it's just a matter of public information.
But
getting information.
But the people who care about this, our soldiers have been put in danger. They care about it.
They were already in danger.
But they need to assess, need to critically think. If that is your value, I got it. I understand you value the lives of people that work, for the federal government as though they're greater than other people around the world. But please assess innocent lives of children. I mean, there was a boys, there was a situation where a boys' school in Afghanistan was shot to pieces. Nine boys were killed and two teachers. This was not a terrorist enclave. And they admitted it afterwards. Did any of the people that committed this act go to jail? Of course they didn't.
And supposedly
it's war
they
is the way they call
it. The American dream.
Yeah, right. They hate us for Coca-Cola, but we're killing their kids.
Yeah.
I'm not killing anyone. You mean the U.S. federal government.
The people working for the federal government are.
And these government people, these troops, are already in danger. They signed up for a dangerous job. And
voluntarily.
Right. So I don't feel sorry for them. If you want to be safe, then stop being a troop. Call it quits. You'd be safer in the brig if that's where they're going to put you for going AWOL or whatever, or just, not doing what they demand of you. This attorney general continues saying that we're doing everything we can. We have a very serious, active, ongoing investigation that is criminal in nature. I authorized just last week a number of things to be done so that we can hopefully get to the bottom of this and hold people accountable as they should be. In response to widespread criticism of the sex crime charges, a lawyer for the two Swedish women accusing Assange said the charges are in no way politically motivated, and the women are angry at that suggestion. No, it just happened to come about at the right time. Just so happened that they were attacked by Mr. Assange, he says, or they said, and then they were treated like the perpetrators themselves. He has molested them and then sacrificed them for his own interests. Now, molestation is defined as unwanted sexual touching.
Yeah, and they agreed to it. As I understand it,
most rapists don't put a condom on in the first place. And this guy, yeah, he was involved in sexual contact with these women by consent. Nobody denies that. The issue here is that he continued on, apparently, as I understand it, when a condom
broke.
They
had evidence that these women bragged about their conquests with Mr. Assange.
Right. Yeah. Essentially, they're groupies.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm afraid that that's kind of the way of the world to some extent. Some women are attracted to men with power and influence.
No, that's not, I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
No, I think most women actually, most women? Like whether you, I think there's just
maybe natural.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever, man. I mean, that's just the way things go. Sure. So,
I mean, you two have power and influence.
Yeah, well, we are a pair of really manly men.
Now, they are claiming here, currently, there is a claim now that one of the women is saying that he sexually coerced her twice. Now, why
is she calling sex?
And they took a shower in between.
Right. Well, why? That's. If you
he
were
sexually coerced me like this, and then he sexually coerced me like that, and,
right,
and then I sent a text to my friend, he was sexually coercing me right at the same time.
Yeah, it's one thing to claim
and
that you've been raped. It's one thing to claim that you've been raped by somebody. It's another thing to say that you've been raped twice. And sexual coercion, I'm not sure if
and
that's a code word for rape.
Apparently throw a party for the guy afterwards.
What are you doing?
How many rape victims throw parties for their rapists?
What are you doing hanging around the rapist for a second time? What? It's just very strange to me. So I'm sure we'll be learning more about this as time goes on.
If that's what happened, then the guy should be held, accountable for it. I don't have a problem with that. But the idea of holding him without bond doesn't make much sense. Apparently, he entered Britain on a fake passport. That's why they say he's a flight risk. But the guy turned himself in. Justice should be far more swift than this.
Well, look at Roman Polanski.
But apparently, they claim that he can't. The likelihood of him being extradited to Sweden is very slim. Go ahead.
I kind of think that the government practiced this on Roman Polanski. You know, back a few months ago.
That's the filmmaker charged with having sex with a 13-year-old.
Yeah,
consensual sex.
Back in the 70s.
Right. these charges are getting a little more maybe serious. They sound a little more serious. But remember, it was. The first time these charges came about in Sweden, the prosecutors took a look at it and said, there's no case here, and they dropped they dropped the charges. So now they've come about again. These are the same women from both times, are they not?
Yes, as I understand
so
it.
So we'll see. And I agree with you, Mark. I mean, if this guy really did somehow assault these women, then I agree that, you know, that, that that's wrong and that some sort of restitution should be paid.
But why does he need to be extradited to the United States? He doesn't.
Well, now he's got espionage.
Spying charge. Well, he doesn't yet. They're deciding what to do.
I thought that it was they were brought against
Joe
him.
Joe Lieberman, I think, claimed that he wanted to go after him.
They want to go after him. The Attorney General here is saying that they are very seriously looking at every option. So right now it's only a rumor that that he's going to be charged with espionage. The government people are not actually commenting specifically as to what they were going to charge him with. So they're digging right now to see what they can charge him with. We've actually got a man who's on the phones with us that totally understands what this is all about, where the government, the way this works is where the government hits you with charge after charge after charge, and then they come to you and they say, I'll tell you what, we'll cut you a break, just plead guilty, we'll drop 10 of the 11 charges, you can plead guilty to this one rape charge or this one espionage charge, and you know, you can sit in jail for 3 years or whatever. Adam Miller is with us from LibertyOnTour.com. Adam, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Hi, Adam.
Hi, Michelle.
You can relate to this, right? I mean, you just got through a situation where they charged you multiple times, dropped some charges.
A few times, but the most recent case, I just had a trial in Mississippi where we were held in a jail cell for 18 hours, varying several charges, and at the end of the day, they only had one of disorderly conduct that stuck on you, but in cases before, too, even in Massachusetts and other times, I mean, that's the name of the game.
And, of course, the disorderly conduct charge was the excuse that they used to arrest you in the first place. I want to talk more about what happened to you here. You can stick with us and tell us the story, right?
Yes.
More with Adam Miller from LibertyOnTour.com. He just went to trial on this disorderly conduct charge. I believe it was last week. We'll fill you in on what happened, and we'll take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, Zenpax, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we give you the features on the site completely free, so head over there, get interactive, lots of different stuff, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, they're right there on the top of the website, the last week's worth, and then you click into the archive section, and that'll take you all the way back to late 2006. All of it free, courtesy of HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name.
easy control panel, a free site builder, free site builder tools and templates, one click script installs, more than 4,500 of those templates. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, you can let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. Use the web portal that we've created for you, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com, and you'll get your first month completely free, HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. Adam Miller is with us from LibertyOnTour.com. Now, the tour, at least involving Adam at this point, has ended. It was you and Pete Ayer. You guys started up here in our very beautiful Keene, New Hampshire. You went all the way west across the country. You went eastbound again down to Florida. You wrapped it up there, and you're now back at your current home of Jackson somewhere. Jackson, what is it? Jackson Hole?
Wisconsin. Jackson, Wisconsin.
Okay, Jackson, Wisconsin. And that's where you are currently at this time. But before we get back into the Mississippi story, which I want to hear the rest of, Liberty on Tour isn't done yet, is it? I mean, even though you and Pete are back, you're kind of done with this leg of the tour. There's something else going on there now, right?
Yeah, exactly. We're real excited. I mean, just like our previous project and with Liberty on Tour, we'd like people to, you know, be inspired and maybe do something similar. And a local Keeniac there, Keene resident Ethan Vida, I believe his last name is.
Ethan Lee Vida.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And so he's going to do a hitchhiking Liberty on Tour version where he's going to hitchhike across the country, get embedded with agorists. People are out there, you know, making a living, being self-sufficient without the state's permission. And he's going to blog about his adventures. He might not make as many videos and do some other things due to the hitchhiking ability, but they'll definitely be doing a lot of text posts, taking some pictures, and really highlighting the agorist movement out there.
Yeah, he's actually posted his first initial post right there at LibertyOnTour.com. So folks are seeing
it now,
like as we speak.
I hope, yeah.
Oh. No, I mean, he already posted it. He posted it, okay. And he's on the road. He's on the road now, if that's what you mean.
I hope he's doing a southern leg first.
I'm not sure where. Where is he at? Any idea which direction he's going, or is it just he's just hitchhiking wherever?
I heard he was somewhere on Interstate 90, hitchhiking west. So, I hope he'll check.
West isn't the right direction. South is the right direction.
Well, why don't you let him
decide?
I'm not
sure what you mean, so hopefully he's taking enough precautions to have at least some warmth and shelter.
He's a pro at this. I mean, this is kind of like what he did before he moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. He was hitchhiking before that, so this is not his first time doing this. Because hitchhiking is no easy task. I mean, really, it's kind of in some ways, it can be kind of risky.
No, exactly. I mean, he approaches, he has a plan down, a skill, and like you said, he's done this, you know, he's got thousands of miles under his belt in the hitchhiking, and through his connections already, through that experience, and some of the people that Pete and I have met on the road, you know, we're really hoping to be able to connect him with some good folks out there doing some great things and really, you know, highlight that aspect of the Liberty movement.
Yeah, hopefully you won't have to work as a lot lizard to continue, you know, the trek across the country.
Hopefully not. You know, we got a good amount of advertisers there that retained, including Free Talk Live and LRN. And so hopefully that, you know, all that will help go to make the project successful, just like Liberty on Tour and some of the previous ones.
All right. So that's LibertyOnTour.com. To keep up to date there, add it to your blog, aggregator, bookmark it, et cetera. And stay tuned because there's more to come. I know that you and Pete are busily planning your next tour because you just can't get enough of driving around the country in MARV, the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle. I know there's more coming there, and I'm sure you'll let us know when you guys have that all ironed out. But let's get back to Mississippi. It was back before Liberty on Tour when you guys were doing Motorhome Diaries, and that's when you met Michelle for the first time. It was a couple years back. And you guys were in your leg of the tour was in Mississippi at this time. You were pulled over by some cops who didn't like the New Hampshire temporary tag because you'd just gotten a tag for MARV. And they immediately did not like the fact that you guys essentially came out of MARV with video cameras in hand. You lost.
Look, this has been like a 20-month deal, and as soon as the camera was an issue with the officer, he then abandoned it. I mean, long story short, and if folks want to get the more rounded version of the story, they can head over to libertyontour.com/Jones County. Mm-hmm. But it was a pure fishing expedition of the officers. They definitely wanted to go into the home, violate our property. They destroyed some of our property. They've deleted evidence. And,
they tore They tore MARV up. The video footage that I saw when you guys got out of jail and you. you came back to Marv to go and see what the damage was like. You walked in. You had not even looked at the inside of it yet. You had your video camera. You had another camera, and you had it rolling. And they literally destroyed the inside of the RV.
Yeah, they definitely, I mean, on searches, anyone who's had their home search knows, I mean, those police officers, they don't care about your property or whatever. They're just there to do one thing, and that's to tear everything apart and find something to take you to jail for or store money from you. So, yeah, they definitely, all our storage units areas, you know, in an RV, you live everything compact. Everything's got a place, and they totally dump things on the floor.
Dishes. All because you dared to record them. You dared to pull video cameras out when they were stopping your RV and record these cops, and that's why you were arrested. A cop comes up to you, says, "Don't, you know, get that camera out of my face," when you weren't even in his face, and you you didn't want to turn the camera off, so he just went right ahead and took you to jail.
But you should have seen these guys, though, Ian. I took the kids to their initial, what was that, Adam, your arraignment, your trial, what was that called?
It was the first trial in justice court, the lowest level of courts in Mississippi, back September 10th of 2009.
No, it was November, wasn't it?
No, it was September 10th.
What were you going to say about
first trial?
Well, you should have seen those people. I mean, Laurel is a very bizarre place. Anyway, I'm sure everyone's related to
small town Mississippi.
Small town Mississippi. But the judge is not even required to have anything other than a high school diploma.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not educated about the Constitution. And these guys come walking in there with this defense team, Adam, Jason, and Pete, you know, included what, like a constitutional lawyer and a couple university professors. Wasn't that right, Adam?
Yeah, we had a really good team of someone that was helping us out pro bono prior to, but during Liberty on Tour, Pete and I went back to Mississippi. At that time, it had been 18 months with no accountability from these men with badges. And we did a little bit of outreach and activism, you know, flyer to town, did some more interacting with folks at local hotspots, drove around, made signs, held a protest out in front of the Jones County Sheriff's Department, and as well as held a meetup. And due to that, that pro bono legal team thought we were harming their livelihood and making it more difficult for them, creating more work.
They chickened out.
No.
They dropped you and they chickened out.
Yeah, they decided to step aside after that.
Oh, that's too bad.
Unfortunately. So, yeah, so my trial this past week, I represented myself. And, you know, I think it was actually a little better. I got to learn a lot more. I got, and, you know, maybe for like, you know, because I was telling people, I want to maybe do a series soon that where through copblock.org, I start taking people who are victims of the police, like myself, who's a victim of the war on drugs, and confronting the officers who violated you, you know. And so that's kind of what that trial was for me.
So you actually did go, you actually went to trial, I think it was last week, or it was pretty recently, and I want you to tell us more if you got the time to stick with us and tell this story, right?
Absolutely. All right. With you guys.
More with Adam Miller from libertyontour.com. Head on over there. Great stuff. Also, copblock.org, another great website that he's affiliated with. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off
off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves, dial in toll free, bring up whatever you want. It's at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And some of those features include our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact. Our chat room is built into the very same page. Michelle Seven is in the chat room here tonight, as I understand it.
Yes.
And so you can go and chat and watch all at cam.freetalklive.com. It's all completely free. Cam.freetalklive.com, courtesy of Memory Dealers.
Memory Dealers offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. If you don't believe me, go to memorydealers.com and check them out. They include SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacks, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. And here's the real sticker, up to 99% off of list price. Go to see it for yourself. In stock, ready to ship, the overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
So we're back with Adam Miller from LibertyOnTour.com to give us an update on his case from down south in Mississippi when he and his buddies Pete Ayer and Jason Talley, when they were doing MotorhomeDiaries.com, were pulled over for a tag issue, which normally would have just been resolved as, you know, some sort of, oh, well, that's how it is in New Hampshire. It was just a temporary paper tag and just a misunderstanding. But you guys, because you're activists, you're armed with video cameras. You pull out the video cameras. The cops lose it because they're not used to this. I think one of the cops during your trial, I watched the video before the show tonight, which I believe is posted over at copblock.org, the trial video, one of the cops actually says he's never experienced this before.
Yeah, I mean, both of them actually said it. The one cop said he absolutely never experienced before, and the other one said He found it very peculiar, you know, something he's never seen in his law enforcement career. And another thing that was interesting to me to hear the officers in their explanations was how scared they are of the camera.
Yeah.
Not of it, its ability to hold people accountable and record the actions around it, but as a weapon that it could be thrown at them. It could conceal a firearm or other
the excuses
things.
Were ludicrous that, oh, exactly. They're going to use it as a distraction device.
Your belt buckle could conceal a firearm. You could shoot them with your belt buckle. I mean, for God's sake, how silly.
I could strangle them with my bra strap.
There you go.
And that's just it. And this is where does the argument end? Or what, you know what I mean? And it's like the whole speed limit thing. If 55 is the safest, there's still a risk. You know, like, let's just outlaw driving. I mean, what are the cops going to give us a line? Like, I mean, this officer flat out told me that he knew that there wasn't anybody being violent or hurt on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
That when he came up, he had no knowledge of me breaking any laws. But the first thing he does is put me in handcuffs. I mean, just because I'm holding a camera, you know, people should be upset about this.
Yep, and so you went to trial, I think, was it last week when this happened? 2 weeks?
Yeah, it was last Wednesday.
Last Wednesday you went back down. I mean, you've been back down to Mississippi 3 or 4 times at this point, it seems, which is an imposition on its own. That's a costly thing, not only from the money that you have to spend in gas just to get down there, but the time that you have to invest to go down there to deal with this nonsense so-called justice system. And after all is said and done, even if you get found not guilty, it's not going to be like they're going to cut you a check for all of the time and the money that you've spent. You'd have to sue them in order to get some sort of justice like that, and what are the odds that that would be successful? I don't know. I know I wouldn't want to even want to bother with it. I wouldn't want to go back into their courtroom ever again. But you went down there, you defended yourself, you didn't have any attorneys helping you out, and there was actually a jury involved in this trial, and, well, turns out you actually did win the trial.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess it depends how people look at it, but like you stated, you know, it's their rules, it's their court, and there's a lot of talk of innocent until proven guilty, but like I said in my closing statement, that wasn't allowed to be recorded because of the man in the robes orders. But I said, I'm guilty. I've already paid the money. I've already been put in a cage. I've already had my clothes forcibly removed from me, my body photographed, my fingerprints taken, all against my will. You know, this is over a $216 ticket. You know, who fights this hard for these things? You know, obviously their stories don't match together. Mine is facts and is back with video. And yet, in Mississippi, per their rules, all 6 jurors, they only have 6 jurors to start with, and all 6 must swing one way or the other in order for the verdict to be recognized by the court. So my jury was hung in a 4-2, but 4 not guilties and 2 guilty. So I guess it's a win. I'll be a little more excited about it because now it just lies in another man's hands, Wayne Thompson of the District Attorney of Jones County, who now gets to decide whether or not he wants to try me again or dismiss the charges.
This is the madness. This is one of the madness, madnesses of the government system, is that with this hung jury, it's not over necessarily if they don't want it to be. They could theoretically continue to bring these charges back again and again and again.
Right. You know, so much for innocent until proven guilty. It's their obligation to prove guilt. They were not able to do it to their sufficient levels, but you must convince 6 people that you are innocent. That's ridiculous.
And, I mean, but part of another thing that's ridiculous is when I was in the trial and the jury came out one time and said, we can't reach a verdict, it's 3-3. The judge ordered them to go back in and then was talking to me and the counsel saying, how long would you like them to deliberate? And the DA said, oh, I'll give them an hour. And I said, I don't care if it takes until the morning. You know, no one cares about the time I have invested in this already and how many trips I have to make back down here. But per the orders, the rules that the court gives the jurors, technically they're supposed to debate until they all reach a unanimous decision.
Mm-hmm.
But the judge could declare as a mister or a hung jury. So you still don't even get what they say they'll give you when it's not a convenience to them, you know?
All right, so what about the money? Because you'd mentioned to the jury, you told the jury, you've already paid this fine. It wasn't because you wanted to. It was because you wanted to get out of jail. And in order to do that, you had to pay the money that essentially they would use as bail to let you out, but it'll be applied to, you know, the fine if you were found guilty. Is that still in limbo right now?
Yeah, absolutely. And we have two examples of this, considering Pete's and mine's trials are at different aspects. Pete actually had a motion to suppress evidence granted, and therefore there was no evidence to try him in the trial, so the charges were dropped. And that was a month ago, and he still doesn't have his money back that they took from him. Because, like you said, we had to pay 100% of our fine because we were out-of-state people in order to get out of jail that day, and back in May of 2009. And this is now me, even, you know, I've already paid it, and this is already going in limbo. And until this verdict, like you said earlier, this DA could just continue to get hung juries and try me for the rest of my life on this. It could be something that's stuck in limbo forever, over $200, and or when you get it settled, they're not really the quickest on returning your money, nor are they going to do it with any interest or supplementing the lost time that you have.
What do they care? And it's not like you, right? You, what are you going to do? Hire a lawyer to go? Even if they hold on to the $200 or $300, whatever it was, if they hold on to that even after you're found not guilty, if they hang on to it, then you're going to have to hire an attorney to sue them to get your few hundred dollars back, and they know that.
Yeah, and you're already out so much more than a few hundred dollars just in travel and.
No, but just clear me up on something. It was originally three guys, you, Pete, and Jason. You said they dropped Pete's charge. Jason, is he facing anything down there, or is he in the clear as well?
Well, no, Jason actually had a trial the same day I did, and he didn't make it for whatever reasons. I haven't been in contact with Jason. Hmm. And so his case he lost due to not showing up, and his pending civil suit will be dropped due to that as well.
So basically, since he'd already paid the fine in order to get out of jail, his is closed and done with at this point, then. They're not going to put a warrant out for him for not showing up at the trial?
Nope, nothing like that. I mean, yeah, his money has been surrendered and admitted guilt by failure to appear.
Now, theoretically, if they keep bringing these charges back against you, I suppose you could motion the judge for a dismissal with prejudice, and maybe that would be granted. But that would be your only way out besides getting the six jurors to all agree.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, at some point, too, I could ask for the next higher-up court and eventually get to Supreme Courts of some sort. But again,
you've got to pay. If it's anything like here in New Hampshire, there's a fee involved, and then what's the point of that? I mean, if the goal of being an activist like you and I are, Adam, and that is non-cooperatives and disobedience to some extent, is we don't want to pay the state. We don't want to give them money if we don't have to. And I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to appeal if I had to pay a $200 appeal fee.
No, I totally agree with you. So it's the same mindset, you know. It's just right now it's an educational aspect for me. I'm just trying to show people what the system does to you.
Absolutely, and I think it's very valuable. I want to come back with more with Adam Miller here in a moment, and he's from LibertyOnTour.com. This is Free Talk Live.
The holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. And all of the inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories, and they are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Escape from Terra. Humanity is going to space, and government is not invited. Space pioneers seeking wealth and freedom in outer space. Check out BigHeadPress.com.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have pain from an injury or headache? Would you like to alleviate that pain in 10 minutes? Science has now figured out how to put sound frequencies into a kale and clay and polymer gel. Once applied to the area of injury, frequency signals are transmitted that activates the release of prostaglandin hormones. Your body's own prostaglandin hormones go to work to eliminate inflammation. The result is the elimination of pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. We have thermography pictures to prove its effectiveness. Here's what Jody from San Diego had to say. I have a weakness in my neck from a car accident. About once a month I have neck pain, and the only thing that has ever helped is going to the chiropractor. To my surprise, the Knockout Pain Cream took away the headache and my neck seemed just fine. No adjustment required. The product has already paid for itself. To order or learn more about Knockout Pain Cream, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit knockoutpaincream.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You can take control of these airwaves by dialing in toll-free and bringing up what you want. Though if you've got a question for Adam Miller from LibertyOnTour.com, now would be a good time to call in with that. 800-259-9231. Your calls will be given priority if you want to talk to Adam. He is relating to us what he experienced at the hands of the Mississippi government, the folks over in Jones County, a small area of low-populated area of Mississippi where he and his friends were waylaid by two armed men who kidnapped them, put them in a cage, then extracted hundreds of dollars from them in order to let them out. He then went to a trial, so-called, to face this disorderly conduct charge. And we're going to get back to some more of the details on exactly what transpired there. But first of all, maybe if they had the Freedom Cam, it might have been of some assistance, although it is more of a stationary object. If you get pulled
over...
Couldn't
hurt to have the... it has an audio and video recording. It's a video and audio recording device. It has GPS and everything you'd need in this circumstance.
Most people, when they get pulled over, they're just in their car, their truck, and they don't usually have to get out and go back, behind the vehicle or anything like that. So the Freedom Cam is going to help. It's a new product. They've got multiple products, as I understand it.
Yeah. When it comes to potential police abuse, the most important place to protect yourself is while you're driving in your car. FreedomCam.net has a groundbreaking new product that gives you the best all-around protection. It's the GPS Black Box Dash Cam. It's an easy-to-use unit, has video cameras recording all around and inside your vehicle. It has a built-in microphone and GPS navigation, which records your driving, route, and speed. It's for traffic stops and all other incidents on the road. Protect yourself with the ultimate witness at FreedomCam.net.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to installing it. I haven't been able to because my cigarette lighter has been broken, and so when they sent me one, Mark, I resolved to get my cigarette lighter fixed. So it has been fixed, and it's on my list of things to do is to get that in and actually give it a test and let folks know how it is. So FreedomCam.net.
Yep. All right. FreedomCam.net.
We're back with Adam Miller from LibertyOnTour.com. So, Adam, we've been talking about your trial for so-called disorderly conduct, which we haven't mentioned. This is the government's one of their favorite charges to level against an activist or just anybody they don't like. If you're doing something and the cops don't like it, they'll just arrest you for disorderly conduct, and it's likely they'll convict you for it because the law is written typically so open-ended to where basically it's just a catch-all. And that's what they did to you. They hit you with disorderly conduct. You went to court. You defended yourself without a lawyer, and you actually ended up hanging the jury to the tune of 4 in favor of you, 4 in favor of acquittal, and 2 in favor of conviction, which of course means that it's a hung jury, and so they can come back and bring the charges a little bit later. But man, good on you for doing all this, and you brought a camera into the courtroom. You recorded part of the trial, and I want to address that in a moment, but the video footage from this, it's a little blurry. It seems like no one was actually operating the camera at the time, but it's all up there. The audio's good over at copblock.org. Is that where people can go to see this right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Copblock.org is where the trial footage is, and then if they go to youtube.com/thecopblock, you can also see an edited version of the deleted footage as well as a raw file of the deleted footage.
That's right, because these cops deleted evidence of the crime scene, and they thought they were going to get away with it. You got together with one of our listeners who lived in Tennessee. After you were arrested, you drove halfway. He drove halfway from Mississippi to Tennessee. You met together, and he used an undelete program to help you guys recover the footage, which you can actually, as you said, you can now see that recovered footage over at, what was it, copblock.org/what?
Well, copblock.org/, I think it's Jones County is as well,
Jones County.
The quick link, but on YouTube is youtube.com/thecopblock is where you'll see those videos.
Yeah, so, and by the way, for anybody that gets into a situation like this, if you pull out a camera, you're recording the cops, and they want to arrest you like they've done with you, Adam, or they've done with George Donnelly, as he was out in front of a federal court, they attacked him. You never know when these cops are going to lose it and go after you and grab your camera and delete your footage, or worse, possibly put you in a cage. Do not record anything else. Stop immediately. Do not record on that flash card or whatever the hard drive in the camera. Do not record.
You can undelete.
Get it plugged into a computer and then run an undelete software on it. There are several of them out there. Some are freeware. There's one called Recuva for Windows. You can download it for free. And then you run that undelete software on there. If you haven't recorded anything else, that file is still there. It's just been marked as deleted. It's not actually really deleted until you actually record over top of it.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, so know that when you're out and about doing activism. It really helped you out in the trial, Adam, because you were able to undelete it and actually play that footage for the jury.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, you know, like Michelle said, this is Laurel, Mississippi, very small town. The odds are already stacked against me. They've had some corruption within the police force, the previous sheriff. Actually, I'd like the FBI investigate them and shut down like a drug task force that was heavily corrupted. And so things were already set against me. But being able to show the video, I think, was crucial, though it didn't, you know, like it shouldn't, what in my mind, you know, relieve all doubts of any charges or the stories of the officers, blows them right out of the water. It didn't do that, but at least it didn't give me a guilty verdict. Without the video in this court, you know.
It's your word against theirs without the video, and so
losing.
It's critical. So tell me about these ludicrous camera restrictions. It's noted in your video over at copblock.org of the trial that you were only allowed to record. You weren't allowed to record your closing statement. You weren't allowed to record what the judge said. You weren't allowed to record anything but the witness testimony. What's with that?
Yeah, and I actually can't even take credit for any of that. Pete Ayer, you know, I partner with Liberty on Tour and over at Copblock as well, and several other things. He was able to record. I wasn't allowed to record because I was treated as counsel and I had to respect all the rules of the court that I didn't even know, which is another funny story we can talk about in a minute. But so Pete asked to film, and the judge, even the DA, like 7 or 8 times objected to it under the same grounds that we are not media, and the judge then compromised, saying that the Mississippi law, whatever, does say bloggers can be counted as media. So he said as a compromise, he would only allow the testimony and the witness box, not the opening statements or the closing
argument. So the guy says, you're not media. The judge says, well, the law says they are media, so we'll compromise and not let the media record half the time.
Right.
Exactly. And the real media, I guess, whatever that meaning is, did show up, and they had no problems. They got to record pretty much whatever they wanted.
How nice. Hey, if you don't like it, you can sue us. You know, hire a lawyer and spend that time trying to overturn that. It's great. Of course, it's already been done. The damage is done. It's not like you can get that footage because it's gone at that point.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, another thing I'd like to add about that, too, and it's something that you use as well, Ian, is quick.com. I mean, even though the officers might delete your footage, it's not always guaranteed that they hand you the camera back or your property. They like to steal things, not only money, but for personal possessions as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a case from in Massachusetts where they stole our cameras, and we still don't have those back. Deleted or not the footage, we still don't have it. But quick.com is a great program if you have a smartphone, BlackBerry, Android, iPhone, and you can upload video right to the Internet. So when the cops destroy or shut off your camera or phone, you have that video no matter what. So that's also a great tool to use and something we've been getting better at.
Michelle, I know you had a question about jury nullification.
Yes, actually, Adam, well, two things. Adam, I really have to give you props. The other night when the police showed up at my house for our little incident, I really had so much confidence in what I was doing, not allowing the police to come into my house, even though they were insisting that they do so, and even telling them, I'm sorry, you need to leave my property. You know, just watching you and Pete over and over again and how you respond and how you carry out your behavior, whether you're in the gym or at a checkpoint or whatever, you just really have set a really great example, and I really just, I'm grateful for that, and thank you for what you're doing there.
Yeah, who knows how many people you're inspiring and that you're touching with this
educating,
message.
Educating, yes. Yeah. And
I appreciate that. That's the goal.
You're welcome, and thank you. But the other is, you talk about the opportunity to educate people while you're down in Laurel and Mississippi. Have you been able to share with them jury nullification and enlighten them about what that is?
No, I mean, our original plan was to do a little bit of longer stay in Mississippi prior to my trial, but when our attorneys bailed, we opted a new strategy, and that was to send the opposing attorney hadn't seen the deleted footage. And so I sent that to him in hopes that I could save myself a trip to Mississippi and that he'd have some common sense and not want to embarrass his officers in a public setting that manner. But
nope.
The DA actually told me that deleted footage backed his case of me being charged with disorderly conduct. So I kind of, gambled on that opt-in of him seeing the video and doing what was reasonable, which was probably not very smart of me, as opposed to doing FIJ outreach prior to my selection. But
so if they bring the charges back and you go down there again, would you consider doing some fully informed jury outreach and letting those jurors know about jury nullification?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, if I have to go back down there again, we'll do the same things as we did in the week that we were there back in November, or excuse me, October, and, protest signs, try to get the officers on camera.
Yeah, because I know you guys did get some media coverage. Adam, can you stick with us through the news break? I know you said you wanted to tell us about these court rules that were ludicrous or something like that.
Sure, yeah.
More with Adam from LibertyOnTour.com, and Hour 3 is coming up. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.